RCF mobile.
KO4HKX.
What'd your friend say about your truck? Is he able to do anything with it?
Fixed yesterday. Worry about the door opens and closes fine. I just aluminum outside got a hole punched in it in the glass. We got to get that taken care of. So for now, it is what it is.
How you get in and out of the truck without having to rappel down the side of it?
So that was the main thing.
So far,
nothing to write home about.
Yeah. I tell you what, the weather's been crazy. I got up this morning, it's 20-something degrees. I'm like, man, I don't know. We just keep flip-flopping back and forth.
I know what you mean. You just don't give you a chance to get used to anything.
Guess you gotta love living in the South.
Space there to see if Ken was out yet. It's about time for him.
KN4PMW Mobile.
Megan just sits there and watches the clock. Thinks he's not going to key up till a certain time.
For the same time every day.
About the approximate same time every day, give or take, you know, 10, 15 so minutes.
Varies by a minute or two. I sit there and drink coffee at the table till 5:30 and then throw my coat on, tell Susan bye, and head out the door. And that, but this radio is funny. I don't know. I took the little plug apart and everything, and just in the mornings, you got to wiggle the wire, and then the power comes on, and then it'll stay on the whole day. The next morning, same deal.
Have a corroded connection somewhere you might want to look at. So, but yeah, I come out of the house about the same time, a few minutes one way or the other.
I usually have about, I don't know, 20 to 30 minutes of just sitting there drinking coffee.
Did you do your remote start this morning, Ken?
The remote start.
Oh, that's what it is.
Cloth seats are not too bad. If it had the old vinyl seats, maybe. But then, I mean, I've had 60 years plus of not having it, so a little bit more won't hurt me.
So you might as well use it and get something out of it, right?
Been catching people in people's yards and in the back and everything, you know what I mean, in the middle of the morning, so I better not chance getting stolen.
Remote start, though, it should still have the interlock on the steering column working, so they should be able to drive anywhere, you wouldn't think.
They put it to where you, if the key's not in there, you ain't getting that car. As soon as you try to pull it in gear, put your foot on the brake, it'll die.
Beginning.
Just saying, it's got a safety filter feature built into it of either putting your foot on the brake, putting it in gear, or something along those lines. It'll cut it off.
I just don't need somebody standing there beside me. Hiding beside the camper when I come out there because it's running. I'd hate to have to shoot somebody.
When I get that point, I hate sitting in my car. I like being able to get it to defrost while I'm in the house.
Just long enough to plug up my phone, you know, and get the radio coming on, sit here for a minute. I don't let it warm up for a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe.
Takes forever to get warmed up since I don't keep a block heater on it or anything in the winter. Man, that thing is slow to get warm.
In Colorado, I had one of those Ford Aerostar vans, and the thermostat stuck open. Man, I put a rubber mat in front of the radiator and drove it over 100 miles. That sucker never moved the temperature gauge.
Patrick, do you use a block heater on yours when it gets cold?
Can't say that I've ever used a block heater on them, and it don't take mine that long to warm up, so you might want to look in to see if the thermostats are stuck open is what I was going to say.
The coolant changed out after that last leak. The pump's fixed, so maybe that'll do it. I hadn't really driven it since then, but yeah. You used to sit there. You'd have sit in the driveway, you know, 5-10 minutes before it started really warming up to defrost the front windshield.
Sitting there not running, they take forever to warm up. But if you get in them and start driving, they warm up pretty quick.
Yeah, it'll run you out of there. Once it gets hot, holy crap. For gas versions, I see some here and there, but nothing I want yet.
Worked with, he had the V10 version.
They're nice. And Andrew, I was talking to some of my owners of car lots Tuesday. I eat lunch with them. And they were saying, yeah, the F-250 and 350 is probably the hardest truck to find right now, and gas or diesel.
Yeah, down the road from the house, not right down the road, he's probably 5-10 miles. He sells or just trucks. That's all he does, is like 250, 350. He's got some nice Fords on his lot, not too many miles. You know, they're kind of in that upper range. But, man, they're all diesel. Every single one of them is diesel.
Sell the most of, and that's what most people want. So, it is harder to find them with the V10, and I haven't seen one with the 7.3 in it yet at all.
I have either, just while I've been looking, so... I'm going to wait a little while longer. They say not to buy during tax season. I'm going to wait and maybe start shopping around. I don't know, March, April, May, something like that.
A Ford? I said, you just got your heart set on a Ford?
100%, but usually I think Ford has a little bigger cabin space. Get a little more room. But there have been some, you know, Chevys and GMCs that I've been interested in. I wouldn't buy a Stellantis product. That's not my thing. But as far as the trucks go, I like the Chevy GMC and the Ford platform. But I think Ford's just got a little bit nicer cabin. They're like the Cadillac of the trucks. And everything's got sunroof and all that, and I really don't care about the sunroof.
Think at all about my Dodge.
Yeah, the Dodge look of the trucks. My buddy, we drove one, I carpool with him. It had some nice features in it, but I just never have really liked the look of them versus the Ford and Chevy.
Chevy's new engine they got coming out, the 8.3-liter Duramax. This year, if I'm not mistaken, and supposed to be a pretty big powerhouse.
Things about the Duramax is it's just hard as crap to find a lot of times.
Well, I worked on both, and both of them have their problems. So I ain't gonna say one's better than the other. There's things I like about one better than the other, but it is what it is.
Manufacturer does get a car out the door is crazy, and I know firsthand, unfortunately, for a BMW. Get in the car, you throw a piece of felt on. Come on down to about $3 a gallon, that way I can start driving my truck.
He's heading back up again.
I'm down around that $3 mark, unless you just get lucky.
Here, what, 2 weeks ago? But now it's back up $3.50 a gallon again. And then some places are still over $4.
I don't think it's dropped below 360 something. And then it's been upwards of right at $4. And then you get truck stops in America, they're just stupid expensive. Gate or JSA call set up yet?
Don't need any.
Try to make contact while I was down at the beach this weekend.
No, I got the program installed and I got some of the parameters in and it pulls up. I just don't know. You know, I just hadn't looked at it enough to manipulate the program to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, but I guess I could watch a couple of YouTubes.
Yeah. You probably like it, because, I mean, you can actually type in and have a conversation with somebody. We're in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and maybe we'll holler at you over the weekend. Otherwise, it'll probably, I don't know, Tuesday, something like that. That's when we're supposed to come back. We'll see. It's supposed to be raining Monday, so who knows.
Beach, hope you have a good day today. And maybe I can catch up with you this weekend on JSA call. If nothing else, be good practice. KO4HKX.
And do you guys have a safe trip down there to the beach? Enjoy yourself. And I'll try to catch up with you on that JSA call. KN4TFW.
Sounds good. 7-3, gentlemen. KO4CF. I'll be clear.
Any plans for this weekend?
Kids coming over on Saturday for a birthday party.
Fun? Just one of them coming or all of them?
Of them between 9 and 13.
Some rest this weekend. They'll be up after 8 o'clock.
Long weekend, that's for sure. And it's supposed to be a little bit raining too, so, well, we'll see.
I'm catching the other people in your behind your house and the neighbors. Again, or just the same one you were talking about the other day?
That one, I haven't pulled the card from the last couple of days. But, yeah, you know, people don't need to be walking through there, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
One of those cell cameras that sends you a notification as soon as it happens. There's a few seconds delay depending on service, but... might be good to know. And it's not that expensive.
And every time a deer walks through there or a coyote walks through there, they're probably tripping.
It's Kex. You can set the parameters on it on how big or something you want to notify or how often you want it to notify or that kind of stuff.
Video right now, just so you know, I can, you know, have a little bit longer lead time, you know, to catch something.
I do video also. You can do five picture burst, or single picture, three picture videos. So it's got all that.
Like that, it's old.
I get it. And that works good till they figure out where it's at and then steal it.
Stolen. I didn't have it secured or anything. I just had it on a block of wood because I was only looking for animals. And then the electric guys were down there working on the box, and then all of a sudden it turned up missing.
Fellas, KF4NXY, David.
A cup of coffee. KO4HKX.
Good morning, David. KN4TFW.
Yeah, about finished that cup. Gotta go fix me another.
One for me. Not a coffee drinker, but enjoy it anyway.
Like a good cup of cold iced tea. Come by sometime. I'll fix you a glass of tea.
I do. I enjoy me a cold glass of tea. But I usually bring a jug of it with me to work, so that's what I'm drinking during the day to keep from drinking soft drinks and other nonsense.
Understand that and kind of keep it handy in the truck, and it works out better for you. But y'all go ahead and pick it back up. Like I say, I'm going to go get another cup of coffee, and then I'll be back in here. KF4NXY.
Well, you take care. Good to hear you this morning. Did you get caught up on your TV show last night?
Yep, a couple of episodes. I don't know about caught up. I think they're on like season 11 or 12. I'm only on 7.
How long some of those TV shows are anymore.
They run for a lot of seasons. And this one, you know, they kind of intertwine between... what, Chicago PD and Chicago Med, and that they all intertwine.
I hate that. Because then you're trying to watch two shows, three shows, and keep up with that. And it's just, I don't know. I just never cared for it. Too much to try to keep up with. I'm supposed to enjoy this, not try to struggle to figure out what's going on. And this morning for some reason.
Pretty good last night for a change. And, I mean, the alarm went off, and I'm like, man, that seemed fast.
Was thinking this morning when the alarm clock went off too.
At work, his wife's been sick for a while, and then she's got some kind of contagious sinus infection.
Okay, I hadn't heard of that.
I didn't either.
How is it contagious? I mean, how do you pass it? Because sinus infection is usually pretty contained, other than chasing you, running your nose down all the time.
Yeah, that's just what he said. I know she's been sick for, you know, or feeling bad probably a month.
Seeing how much new stuff's out there lately, or stuff that we're just now hearing about anyway.
Technology they're making up. See if they come up with new stuff. I mean, you know, 100 years ago you didn't have a lot of this stuff.
I'm with you on some of that, but I mean, 100 years ago, we didn't have the people we did living in the squat and squalor that we do now, and, you know, allowing bugs and germs and bacteria to grow and mutate. So, I mean, it's. So, who knows what's going on anymore, and I think that's one of the things they like about it.
About that.
Stranger Brothers' new fuel truck finally showed up. Nice looking truck.
Today on my map when I was getting home, it was from the Ingles back towards 25. It was red pretty good a little ways. Looks like that's where the construction is.
It's up through there, and they're supposed to be out of there by. 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, but so far it doesn't look like they've made it too much, because they're making pretty good progress, it looks like. At least they haven't started digging a whole lot yet, like getting the pipe welded together, all the stuff there, so hopefully they keep that momentum up and get in and out of there.
Up through there, so I don't know, it's been a while.
There Tuesday afternoon, and then I come through there this morning, so they've got long runs of the gas pipe already welded together and just laying there ready to roll in the ditch. Got the ground scraped away and ready to start digging, but they haven't started digging yet. And then they've got a couple places that they're going to tunnel under the bore under the road. They've got the pits dug for that. So it's going to be interesting the next few months up through there anyway. We're coming into the rainy season, and that's going to slow them down. So hopefully it doesn't slow them down too much and they can stay on schedule and get it done by August, like they were saying.
Seeing that happening.
Be optimistic.
Bam.
No faith in them. Zero.
A mile and a half from getting off the interstate.
Morning, we're chasing them from Ham Radio H2.0. Put out a video. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know any more about it, but it was saying that the Toyota Prius, they don't want ham radios in the, that was the title of it. So I'm going to have to watch that and see what it is, see why they're not wanting them in there, if there's any, the interference it's causing.
Take the 285 from there.
We'll try it.